It's a powerful text from Matthew, indeed. We get to the point by recognizing that John the Baptizer is in prison. Things have not gone well for him. He has paid the price for his prophetic utterances, for his contesting with the status quo relative to how the standard of God's kingdom expects things to go. In prison, he hears about Jesus, his cousin, who is about doing all kinds of things, but somehow it doesn't measure up to what John the Baptist was hoping. Remember that John the Baptist had proclaimed that one who is mightier than I shall come after me. He will baptize you with fire. And those who are wicked would be cast away. So he's looking for a whole lot of casting away for the wicked. That's not happening. What does he hear? He sends his messengers to ask Jesus, are you the one or should we look for another? The tenor of the text there says somebody else, somebody different from what you're doing. And Jesus replies and sends to his messengers to go back and tell him, look around and see, tell him what you've seen and what you hear. The blind receive sight, the lame are walking, the lepers are being cured, the deaf are receiving their ears and hearing back, dead are being raised, and the poor are having good news brought near to them, being preached to them. And they go back. And then Jesus turns to the crowd and says, what were you expecting? He's challenging the expectation that somehow God's messenger has to fit in a particular box. There's a difference in our own lives between expectation, which focuses often on a particular incident or some expected result, something in particular. There's a difference between expectation and expectancy, or just the posture, the disposition of waiting and expecting and hoping. It is that latter that we are meant to cultivate in the season of Advent. Let me share with you, sometimes we do not recognize the work and the way of God outside the context where we think God ought to operate. Namely, the church. Special things happen. Revelation comes. People get inspired. God's work and activity is all abound, we might think. But what about in your everyday life? Do you recognize the movement and the way of God? An interesting story, a true story, in 2007, the Washington Post had a videotape at a subway station, and they videotaped this busker, it was actually a musician, playing the violin. And 1,000+ people went by, only very few of them dropped a few dollars and paused to listen. Exquisite music, classical music being played, and people just walked by. Later, it was revealed that this was not just an ordinary violinist, this was Bell. And Bell, who was just 3 days prior in Boston, filling the Boston theater, where you paid $100 a seat just to hear him play, playing some of the same beautiful music on his multi-million dollar Stradivarius. But people did not expect such beauty in that context. Similarly, do we not expect that God is at work? Go and tell what you see and hear. I'm going to say just a few examples that I hope will encourage you to go and see and tell what you hear. On Monday, I felt very privileged to be a part, maybe one of only about 8 men, at the service vigil for the commemoration of 20th, doesn't matter. Anniversary of the Mark Lapine event, the violence against women in the École Polytechnique. And every year there's been that tradition here, the vigil at Minto, and then at All Saints First United. I was profoundly affected by the young people, young women who are taking up this cause, as it were, and speaking out against violence, those both from the Aboriginal community and others. A woman and her daughter got up and told their story of abuse and how they had to come out of that and how the community came around and helped them. They were making a stand for all the city to hear. Go and tell what you see and hear. Or maybe it is Pierre Paquette, the OC Transpo driver, who stopped his bus route, jumped out of his bus, and ran into a burning building just this past week to save 3 people, kicking down the door, experiencing some discomfort, risking his own life. Go and tell what you see and hear. Where is God at work all around? That empty chair this past week at the Nobel ceremonies. Li Xiaobo, who is not able to be there. Why? Because he's in prison for standing up against a dictatorial and authoritarian regime, seeking democratic rights for the people, seeking to lift up the people. Recognize, go and tell where God is at work all around you. Just yesterday, at In From the Cold, the guests come and enjoyed great music. But there was one who asked to take me aside to speak about deep pain and hurt within them, and how somehow someone had come into their life they had not expected, someone that they actually had despised, who became an angel of solidarity and love and treasure to them. Go and tell what you see and hear. Or maybe it is that unnamed woman who got off the bus one stop later to accompany the mother and the little baby who had been thrown off the bus because it was crowded in the freezing cold. She just got off, walked back the stop, and stood with her as a testament of God who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will accompany you. Where is God at work, in your life, at school, in your family? Recognize it. John didn't expect these things to be happening. And the text also says to us that there's no definite article actually as is rendered in English. The lame receive their ability to walk, the deaf are hearing. It is actually a continuous present. So in other words, some deaf are hearing, some lame are walking, and poor are having the message preached to them of good news. It is such that I want to invite you in after the service to this act of telling and what you have heard. For we have launched the United Church here in Ottawa, a campaign to put roof on poverty. We have a petition here today to try to address to the new city council and also the mayor to put on its agenda, its core agenda, the need to establish supported housing. Study after study has shown that when that is undertaken, many of the other challenges not only drift away but are significantly reduced. And what we find, indeed, is if you can have supported housing for our at-risk persons, homeless persons, the poor, that you will find addiction issues, the return to operating rooms and ERs, as it were, the using of the ER as their own clinic, as it were, will be significantly reduced, and healthcare dollars will be reduced. Please see how we can add our voices to tell the mayor, tell the city, tell others what, indeed, we have seen and heard from God. How the good news comes near to the poor. The last thing I would say, Jesus also says, blessed are those, blessing comes to those who have no offense at what he says. Tell of the faith that is in your life. Receive the gifting of God's grace and mercy in your life and speak it because it encourages and blesses others. Do not be offended because this is the Christ who comes to us. Not only to remind us of God's love and mercy, but to challenge us to love our enemies, to care for the weak, and to stand alongside the poor. Thanks be to God. Amen.